Lesson 30. God is in everything I see because God is in my mind. 1. The idea for today is the springboard for vision. From this idea will the world open up before you, and you will look upon it and see in it what you have never seen before. Nor will what you saw before be even faintly visible to you. 2. Today we are trying to use a new kind of projection. We're not attempting to get rid of what we do not like by seeing it outside. Instead, we are trying to see in the world what is in our minds, and what we want to recognize is there. Thus, we are trying to join with what we see rather than keeping it apart from us. That is the fundamental difference between vision and the way you see. 3. Today's idea should be applied as often as possible throughout the day. Whenever you have a moment or so, repeat it to yourself slowly, looking about you and trying to realize that the idea applies to everything you do see now, or could see now, if it were within the range of your sight. 4. Real vision is not limited to concepts such as near and far. To help you begin to get used to this idea, try to think of things beyond your present range as well as those you can actually see, as you apply today's idea. 5. Real vision is not only unlimited by space and distance, but it does not depend on the body's eyes at all. The mind is its only source. To aid in helping you to become more accustomed to this idea as well, devote several practice periods to applying ideas today with your eyes closed, using whatever subjects come to mind, and looking within rather than without. Today's idea applies equally to both. God is in everything I see because God is in my mind.